Let's bring in our guest, Anitza Nip, who is head of fixed income research at UBP. So we had an improvement from the June lows to about 4 or 5 days ago in corporate credit in the United States. We had spreads coming in. Seemed like a pretty good environment. The one problem with corporate credit in Asia, I would think, lots of issues, but the strong dollar. How much is the strong dollar leading to outflows in corporate credit in Asia?
Well, basically, we've been seeing outflows throughout the year on the emerging market side, including Asia. And that's actually, it's one of the factors been affecting the credit spreads here in Asia corporate credit. We've been actually seeing moderated flows so far for the last few weeks to about like a month. And if a strong dollar is going to continue, we reckon that the outflows may pick up again. However, I think, you know, substantially some of the outflows has been sort of, you know, being taken away during the year. So I would say the movement at the moment could be more moderated than before. And that definitely, you know, you've substantially higher in terms of dollar here, it could have an impact. But I think it should be sort of moderated going forward.
Where's the best opportunity that you see right now in Asian corporate credit?
Okay, given we are still in a rising rate environment, so we need to be cautious and defensive in Asia credit. So what we are trying to do would be we'll look at high-grade names and also focus on the quality. The main reason that we go for high-grade is because in rising rate environment, high-yield credits generally will be more affected because some of the issuers are with weaker balance sheet and they are with higher leverage, so their credit spread will widen out because people worry about their earnings. At the same time, we'll keep our duration short because we've got an inverted yield curve, isn't it? Like the 2 years is actually higher than 10 years and people just don't get compensated by taking risks on the 10-year side. So we stress the importance of short duration. In the corporate credit side, we definitely prefer quality names in the corporate perpetual bonds simply because the credit differential between senior and corporate perpetual has widened out, which it looks attractive at the moment. However, we will focus on short call dates and also with high coupon reset. We're not particularly a big fan of fixed for life perp at the moment, so we prefer the high coupon reset in which the issuer would have a better chance of calling the paper if they need to during the call day. So these are the things we like. Yeah.
This is mostly for institutional investors. Retail investors sometimes are a little bit cut off from access to corporate credit like this. Are there ETFs, for instance, throughout Asia that give that access?
At the moment, they can also look at some of the ETF, but I would say even for individual investor, they would be able to look at some of the corporate credits because some of them are actually available in the market. But of course, you know, people can
with 100,000 US minimum, something like that.
Yeah, but of course, they can also look at some of the ETF funds, definitely. Yeah, that's also available, and also provide them with some sort of diversification as well.
When we look at what happened yesterday with the cut to the LPR from the banks, I mean, that was very much reflected in the equity market, but perhaps not as much in the bond market. Tell us, I guess, your concerns here about the China property space.
Okay, basically, I think at the moment, people are still, you know, need time to restore their confidence in the property market because what they are facing would be, have been, you know, various headlines, some sort of defaulted risk has been increasing as well. And people do worry about the restructuring process for some of the defaulted issuer. So I think at the moment, people still need to see some of the measures that come up by the government, whether it would be effective. Like, for example, recently, as you mentioned, you know, cutting off all those rates, and at the same time, they tried to make sure that some of the pre-sold project could be delivered to home buyers. So I think, you know, all these measures are positive, but at the same time, people need to monitor closely. I think people need to watch, you know, how the restructuring would be for some of the defaulted issuer. So I think that would be something that people would monitor closely.
In looking at, you know, the big macro picture, we are in a phase coming up of quantitative tightening after a long period of quantitative easing, setting aside China, of course. But for the most part, that's the case. So will QT, I mean, if QE pushed people into risky assets, will QT push them into a lot safer assets? And what might that be? I mean, would it likely be quality stocks or investment grade credit? What do you think people would be looking at? Cash?
Yeah, okay, cash is an alternative, but at the same time, people do need to invest, right? Because the inflation is also high. It's also coming up. So what people should look at would be adopt a defensive strategy, go for high grade, you know, park their money to the short end. And if the market turn around, then they can always liquidate, you know, short end bonds very easily and, you know, like go into something riskier. But at the moment, we emphasize on the fact that be defensive, go for high grade, short dated.
Mm. You're seeing this rising recession risk. We're looking ahead to Jackson Hole. What are you expecting there in terms of, I guess, more of a hawkish statement?
Well, okay, at this stage, I think, you know, anything that they talk about, any indications about inflation, risks of recession, I think that will be, you know, very good indicator to the investor. Our house view basically is reckoned that the recession risk is rising, you know, in the DM market. At the same time, inflation may not peak yet. So I think all these will definitely, you know, affect the sentiment as well as risk appetite from the investor.
Okay, big question, just overall again. You know, we always have this nervousness before a Fed meeting, or in this case, Jackson Hole. Does it clear next week after this is done?
Well, really depending on what, you know, Fed is going to deliver. If they are delivering something that is expected, I guess the market would be able to sort of stabilize a bit. But if they deliver something that is, you know, unexpected or being too hawkish, I think the market, you know, could, you know, have different strategy going forward.
And it's great to have you with us. Thank you for coming into our Hong Kong studio. And it's Azip, head of fixed income research Asia at UBP, with us in Hong Kong.